Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Ahead of game 4 of the ALDS do or die time, I'd prefer they do. Just personally, I'm going to put that out on the record. I don't know if that's controversial. I'd like them to do. The dying I'm not so much interested in. I'm having too much fun in the playoffs, although my cardiologist might disagree. But, and also, we had a bunch of calls that we went to break with. I just want to let everybody know, we are going to get right back to this conversation coming up in 20 minutes, because I always hate to leave you guys on hold for that long, but we are going to get back to the conversation about have the Browns and Kevin Stefanski done every single thing you could possibly do to make this work with Deshaun, but myself and Spencer German is sitting across from me, break down everything with Ohio State ahead of the Oregon game on Sons of the Shoe, our lovely Ohio State-centric podcast. Subscribe now on the free Odyssey app, 92.3thefan.com, or wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify. Have I mentioned Apple? Follow Sons of the Shoe today, and it's 4 p.m. on a Thursday. That means it's time to talk a little bit of college football with our buddy Pete Futek, a college football news on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Pete, welcome to the show.
Why are you listening to me? Why aren't you listening to Sons of the Shoe as we speak right now? I don't think I'll have anything else more that's better than what you guys are doing on Sons of the Shoe.
I mean, I think people agree with you, but something about media rights, grant of rights contracts. I think that's really what's going on here.
Oh, okay, I get it, but. Yeah, how you guys? So what's the mix here? Browns, Ohio State, Oregon, the biggest game of the year. Guardians, like, is it an even 33% split across the board here, or what is it?
We have barely talked any Ohio State, Oregon, because the Browns are a dumpster fire, and the Gardos are scaring the you-know-what out of us because of this series.
Pete, I just hope that whatever the Browns and Guardians have that makes them inept at offense, I just don't want it to make its way to Columbus before Ohio State gets on a plane and goes to Oregon. That's all I'm saying.
And I don't think it will. I mean, I can't be the person that's been preaching the gospel that Ohio State's the best team in college football, you know, for the last 10 months, and then jump off this year. Sorry about this lawnmower thing. It's right next to me here. The thing about these West Coast trips so far and the trips from the West Coast going east is, how does everybody adjust? And I do think it matters when these teams are playing the super late night games, where, like, if you have a Miami going to Cal and their body clocks, no matter how many times they try to adjust, is saying it's 2 in the morning when they're still playing. That matters. I don't think just going to Oregon is going to matter that much to Ohio State. And then the opposite, it might actually be, this might be one of those cases where a team like this gets to go on the road. Might be a little break, and they might actually like it, might focus them a little bit better, and I don't think you're going to have too much of a problem with the offense with this.
Pete, what is your biggest concern going into this game for Ohio State?
That all of a sudden they have to actually snap the ball once with some stress. I mean, they haven't had a moment of anything this year. It's been a bunch of scrimmages, no real concerns, no real problems. And what happens if this Oregon thing kind of works right out of the gate? Dylan Gabriel gets hot. Like, they come out really fast. The crowd's insane. And the ding, 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 all of a sudden this defense that hasn't given up much of anything all year is all of a sudden, let's say it's 10-0. And all of a sudden, then Ohio State has to actually sort of, you know, make a real push. Because even this year when there have been times when, uh-oh, you know, look, you know, the other side scored, and Ohio State, then Ohio State scores like 15 points in a second and a half, and so it's no big deal. So this time, though, Oregon's got the parts. You know, they've got the starting 22. I don't think they can hold up overall. And the other big question here is, can the defensive front get behind the line? Because I'm not going to say the offensive line for Ohio State's any sort of a negative or anything, but that's the one little part of this puzzle that hasn't quite been stress tested yet, and it's about to get pushed pretty hard.
Pete, as a very demanding Ohio State fan that I am, I have been somewhat critical of Will Howard, and more so just because I feel like we haven't seen something yet from him. Let me ask you, has Will Howard passed the test for you to prove that he is the right quarterback to lead this team to all the you know, wondrous things they want to achieve, beating Michigan, national championship, etc.? Or does that come this weekend? The thing that's maybe missing is playing a high-stress game.
Deshaun Watson in present form could lead this Ohio State team and be fine. It's that good overall. And so, look, what are you looking for? Like, look, y'all see what Kyle McCord's doing with Syracuse? Everyone dogged him last year. He's good. Everyone got so used to the idea of these dynamic Ohio State quarterbacks who had their own skills, various skill sets, whether, you know, it was Justin Fields, whether it was Dwayne Haskins bombing away, whether it was, you know, C.J. Stroud going off. And so you get, you know, sometimes you have a quarterback who's just a very, very, very good college quarterback, and it looks a little pale by comparison. Meanwhile, the rest of the offense has been great. The running game has been fantastic. Howard's been fine. He has, you know, he's getting the job done. He's a veteran presence who's not going to get phased by being an outside stadium. So he's not C.J. Stroud. He's not going to be a first, you know, or second overall draft pick. But for the offense so far, he's been pretty good.
All right, who's the better head coach, Ryan Day or Dan Lanning?
Until proven otherwise, I am the Ryan Day apologist. And I'm an apologist for any coach who wins lots of games, which is not borne out well with my Kalen DeBoer deserves a little more credit right now, because he, you know, it's really hard to do what he's done, except that they just completely forgot to run the ball against Vanderbilt. But you don't win as many games as Ryan Day has without knowing how to do this. And for Dan Lanning, and I keep pointing to this, and it could be right back in my face really fast a couple days from now if they pulled this off, give me the win. Where's the one Oregon game where you're like, wow, that team really came out and did it in the one game they had to do it? Now, don't say Liberty, because whatever, that wasn't anything. And Utah was they blew out Utah last year, but that was, you know, a shadow of the normal Utah team. They had three tests so far in the Lanning era. They were all against Washington and lost them all. So, like, until he actually pulls off a big, gigantic win, and he will. I mean, this team's going to be good. Always, he is a very, very good coach. But again, you don't have the winning percentage like Ryan Day has without knowing what you're doing, and it's not that easy. You know, look, there's not that many coaches out there, you know, including the Steve Sarkisians of the world, you know, who haven't won more than 65% of their games,
You got an 80%er there in Ryan Day. He's doing something.
Pete, we obviously have been in awe so far of what Jeremiah Smith has done in back-to-back weeks, but really with the one-handed catches, but really since the beginning of the season. What is like the closest player comp that you can put on Jeremiah Smith in terms of like players that we've seen in college football over the course of history?
At the exact same time, he and Ryan Williams at Alabama, these guys who are just really young, really good, just the athleticism, the feet, and these guys just, you know, these guys are just polished, and it's crazy how good they are. Where, you know, wide receivers might be one of the only positions that you don't need to be fully matured yet, you know, to be able to play high-end college football. You don't have to have, you know, the grown man grown into your body physical skills. If you could really run and you're super quick and you can catch, you can produce. And these guys are showing it. These guys are showing it right out of the box. They can be the best players on the field. But, wow, is he just good. I mean, just, you know, he makes everything all better, and that's kind of the part of this. But it's not just him. I mean, look across the board. The backfield's playing great. The defense has been lights out. You know, I gave this stat last week that the only team to get past 17 points on this Ohio State D was Michigan last year. That might continue. You know, this might be more of a low-scoring game than some sort of a 36-33 game. But you do have a guy like Smith where anytime you know that that's going to pop at some point because, you know, you go back to the Dan Lanning question, what happened last year against Washington in key moments? Romeo Dunze went off. Michael Penix Jr. hit the plays in both games, and that's where you might have this with Howard to Jeremiah this time.
Pete, Quinn Ewers going to be starting this weekend for Texas against OU. Would you feel better about this game if Arch Manning was starting?
No. I am I'm fully on board that Arch Manning's eventually a number one overall caliber draft pick. I am all in that he is that good. He beat Louisiana Monroe, who, by the way, is actually really good for a Sun Belt team, and Texas San Antonio. Big deal. You know, like, Texas got a nice, perfect break because the rest of their schedule is a bear from here on. But the timing of Ewers getting hurt, that having the 2.5 games off like he had and the week off, that's about as big a luxury as they've been able to get. It's kind of lost, if anything, Ewers, who's probably going to be a top 15 overall draft pick, is underrated. He is so accurate, so smooth, so sharp. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's not dynamic like Arch. He's not going to run like him. And, you know, he doesn't have the look and the name and all that other kind of stuff. He's just a rock-steady quarterback who doesn't mess up. Now, with that said, he didn't get the job done last year against Oklahoma. Not his fault, because that was Dylan Gabriel's game, where Oklahoma came out was great. But this really is, you know, you guys know about rivalries. This really is one of those games that always defies logic and reason. There's so many. This team has gone so many different funky ways over the years, no matter what the records are. And this is where we see if Oklahoma is pretty good. But for Texas, I'm not buying it yet. Even if they beat Oklahoma easily, I still think there's a couple losses in there somewhere. But to your thing, yeah, Ewers is the better quarterback right now.
Pete, you're the best, buddy. Enjoy a great weekend in college football. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Pete.
See you guys.
That is Pete Futek there. College football news in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We're going to get back to whether the Browns have done everything they could, not even within reason, everything they could to make Deshaun a success, including what does the rest of the season look like? That's next on 92.3 The Fan. Be nice. It'd be nice to just, you know, change things up a little bit here. But regardless, the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show with Jonathan Peterlin is live from the Neon Room at MGM Northfield Park this Sunday starting at 10 a.m. through kickoff. At 1 p.m., Daryl Ryder will join the show starting at 10:30 with all the latest updates with the team, injury updates, and more. Make the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show part of your game day routine on the radio home of the Cleveland Browns 92.3 The Fan, presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, and Sal's Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer. Get details at 92.3thefan.com. While we're having the conversation there, Spence, about whether or not the Browns can legitimately say, without any sarcasm or throwing anybody under the bus, have they done everything they could to make it work with Deshaun Watson? Mary Kay was on with the Morning Boys today, and I thought it was a great interview. And I heard a lot of passion from Mary Kay on this very subject, not this exact topic, but Deshaun and making it work. And you know, Mary Kay kind of hinted and kind of went into the idea of making Deshaun a functional quarterback again.
If this season is going to be over, what you still need to determine is what is the future for Deshaun Watson in Cleveland? And you might have to find that out by continuing to play him and seeing exactly what he is and what he can do so you can make smart and wise decisions for your future. What they have to do right now is help him become a functional quarterback. And he was that in the Raiders game. He was a functional quarterback that you can win games with. And that's what they have to find out. Can he be that, or is he not that anymore? And so you have to continue to gather your data and figure these things out. And you might have to try some different things to try to wake that up or inspire him. Maybe you have to try some kind of a different scheme. Maybe you have to try some different personnel. But what you need to know is he finished? Is he done? And if you bench him right now, you are basically saying he is done. We cannot win any games with him. He is dysfunctional or non-functional. We cannot get the job done with him. And I don't think they're at that point yet. I also don't think they're at the point where they think that they have a better alternative right now that would fix this problem. It is a systemic problem. Maybe if they can fix some of the things around him, they can see, and none of us know yet if it'll work, but they can see if Deshaun Watson can be more functional than he has been to this point. So I think these are some of the things that they have to think about.
So just to start with the line there, if the season is over, you have to find out what you have in Deshaun. Do you agree or disagree with that? What was that?
I listened to this interview live, and I was as infuriated then as I was hearing it back now. And it's not.
Is it because she's right?
It's not because of Mary Kay. The points that Mary Kay is making are very, very valid. What my problem is I thought this season was supposed to be about winning. The entire answer she just gave.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Gave you was a lot of, well, they have to figure out what they have in Deshaun. We've been doing that for 2 years. For 2 years, we've been wondering what we have in Deshaun. If we don't know now, what was the point of this season? Like, this was just another season of figuring out what you had in Deshaun. And how many games does it take to find out, oh, he's the guy or he's not the guy? You're 1-4.
He's played 17 games in 3 years, by the way.
If you lose this weekend, you'll be 1-5. Well, at what point is it enough to be like, all right, well, now we know that he's not going to be able to help us
he's
win games.
He's played 17 games, Spencer.
I understand, but you're...
Stop making it about 2 years.
Your season is going down the tubes
so?
As fast as... So
the
what?
Season
so,
does not okay. matter. The oh, season so, oh, does not okay. matter
so
if
not
you don't
winning.
Have an answer on
so
Deshaun.
So it's not about winning then. So this
it
season...
Has, no,
so
no.
forget it.
Real
this
quick.
Season's done.
Real
and
quick.
This season is only about Deshaun Watson from here on out. We don't care if they win games
because,
anymore.
No, that's not what
because
I'm saying.
Because that's also what we asked at the beginning of the season was, is this season more about Deshaun or is this season more about winning? Everyone said, well, if he can be functional and he can win games, that's all I care about. I don't care about the stats. And now here we are saying like, well, actually, we need to see what he can do to know if he can be a quarterback for this team in the future. So we're all just conceding now that that's what it's about. It's not about winning anymore.
Yeah, because it changed. When you started 1-4 because of bad coaching, bad leadership, bad play by Deshaun, bad blocking, bad catching, bad defense, undisciplined defense, chest-pounding defense, yeah, the numbers have changed. It shouldn't. It should still be about winning, but it's not because they're not seriously pursuing winning because they're not fixing the things they need to.
But they're also not to make the simplest change they can make to try to inject some sort of life into an offense that
so
has looked like it hasn't had a pulse would be, let's put a different quarterback out there and try.
That's
and,
such
and they're
an
not
easy
doing that.
Low-hanging fruit thing to say. That's
okay,
such
so,
an easy...
So
no,
what else is
because
the answer
is Deshaun the only reason they're not winning?
No, but you can't...
No.
I'm not
is
saying
Deshaun
it's,
not
no,
the only reason?
But what else can you change? You're going to change more offensive linemen? They have it's a freaking musical chairs every single week.
No, see, this is the problem. It is, well, you don't have anything. You can't fix the O-line. You can't fix the run game. You can't fix the defense. You can't do this. You can't have leaders lead. So, well, just screw Deshaun anyways. It's 17 games. I hear what you're saying. I'm as frustrated as you are. I really am. I don't want to be having these conversations. But this idea of just bench Deshaun and somewhere over the rainbow we'll figure it out, that's delusional thinking because it ain't just Deshaun. I wish it was. I wish on everything it was because I'd be here pounding the drum with you, bench his ass. It ain't about that. Because here's the thing. You think it's bleak now? Wait until you lose with Jameis Winston or wait till you lose with DTR. All right? And then you have to entertain the idea of going back to Deshaun. So yes, this season started out, winning was more important than Deshaun. And then you embarrassed yourself on national TV against Dallas. And then he came back after the Jaguars game. And you embarrassed yourself in the Giants game. You embarrassed yourself in the Raiders game. So I hear what you're saying. And I do think that there's a myriad of changes that they could do, whether that's Ken Dorsey, whether that's Kevin giving up the play calling duty, whether that's leaning more into pre-snap motion, regardless of the O-line. However it is, there's a million things that you could do differently. But the idea that Deshaun is the only thing because, well, nothing else is working, that's where you cannot – it's $230 million. This is not even about this year anymore. This is about the future direction of the Cleveland Browns. And you have to do – you have to exhaust, whether we like it or not, you have to exhaust every single minute of this season trying to get anything and everything. Pound your head against the wall to see if you can get anything out of Deshaun. And it feels bleak. It's going to feel bleak. That's the point. Because you're up,
but
you know,
Nick,
a creek. Deshaun's the only paddle.
But it's not that simple, though, because they invested so much money. It's not because it's not just the money they invested in Deshaun. They invested money in keeping Nick Chubb around. They invested money in keeping Amari Cooper around.
And
they
none of it matters if Deshaun doesn't work out.
I understand, but they invested so much money in this team to be a team that was actually competing in the playoffs and doing things. And next, like off of last year, you made the playoffs.
You are living in the preseason here. You're living in things that we cared about 5 weeks ago. Your reality changed. How is that not obvious?
Because I still
are you pissed that the reality's changed?
Because I still believe at 1-4, there is a chance at 1-4 that you could salvage something this season.
What's
that look
like?
But if you go out another week, and the offense looks the same with the same quarterback with the same problems and everything that's been bad, now you're 1-5. Now you're talking about like, okay, the season might actually be over. Like you got no shot now. And if you do it again the next week, then it really is over because you're up to now what, 6 wins, 6 losses, and then you. Digging yourself out of that hole is nearly impossible. I'm just saying, like, you have a chance here. And maybe it doesn't just have to be Deshaun. Maybe it could be Kevin Stefanski gives up the play calling and they put Jameis Winston out there. I don't know. But everything that they're doing right now isn't working. And they're not changing a damn thing. So if the strategy is just, well, let's just keep trying the same old thing over and over again, what's Einstein's definition of insanity? Trying the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You're not going to get anything different. It's going to be the same.
I'm glad that you mentioned that.
We've just thrown in the towel on winning and trying to do anything this season. Cool. Great. See you in 2025. Like we said, Super Bowl, Super Browns, 2026.
That's just, come on.
Let's go Trevor Sanders. We'll be there in 2026.
You are conflating a million things with that. Your reality in the preseason is no longer what your reality is now. Get over it. Grow up. I'm sorry. Nobody wants to hear this. But because here's the thing, there's not a lot of truth telling, I think, going on in Berea. Because if there is, maybe guys would be playing harder right now. Hey, Miles, you don't like Deshaun? I don't care.
I think I am telling the truth. The truth is, it's not about winning anymore.
Okay, but then why are you upset about it? If the
because
goal,
this season was supposed to be about that, and they're not even trying to change that fact.
You
or change
act
the fact that they can
as
change
if
the season.
Everything in the NFL is always about winning. It's not. It's not. It's
That's
an illusion.
That's what every fan told me. They said, I don't care about the show's numbers. It's about winning. That's all they say.
We're talking big picture here. We always act like everything's about winning in the NFL. It's not. Sometimes it's about finding out what you have in players or finding
but
out trying to.
That was supposed to be what the last 3 years were. You were supposed to know
but
by
again,
now.
If you hadn't gone, if you had, listen, there are certain parts of this that the Browns have no control over, namely Deshaun's health. Namely, Deshaun's mental state coming off all the crap that he went through. Namely, the fact that Deshaun
played. Well, that should have been something you thought about when you traded for him.
Namely, Deshaun playing 6 games 2 years ago. Those are things the Browns cannot and could not really control. The things they can control is the players you put around Deshaun, making sure that Deshaun is 100% comfortable. And to this point, if you've put him in an offense that doesn't suit his skills, you haven't done it. So if you want to be pissed at the Browns. But this is a culmination. See, I think what people wanted this to be the culmination of 3 years' work, where finally everything sets in place, and by God, they go off, and Deshaun's great, and the team's great, and everything's pretty, and everything's hunky-dory, and we can finally get back to just winning. I get it. That was the best-case scenario. It hadn't been the best-case scenario. And where you are, this idea of save the season, guys, they're not doing a damn thing unless Deshaun helps them do it. Jameis Winston is going to be a short-term remedy unless DTR turns out to be Brock freaking Purdy, which I think that's pretty much magical thinking. But we got to stop weaponizing what we wanted it to be. It's not. It's not. And this
cure-all.
But that's
also the point, though, Nick. The point, like, the fact that it's not is the whole reason why everyone points and says, from the start, this Deshaun Watson thing has been a disaster.
Yeah, but,
that's why
but again,
that becomes the low-hanging fruit.
What is that good? Really, really quickly, what good does that do? Well, it was a disaster and this was never going to work out, so just, no. You're in the bleep. So you got to work your way out of the bleep. And the only way you work your way out of the bleep is running Deshaun out there every Sunday. It sucks. I'm not telling you it doesn't suck. I'm not telling you he doesn't suck. Because on Sunday, oh boy, howdy, did he suck. But this magical thinking that someone's here, that Santa Claus is here to save you, and his name is Jameis Winston, or listen, even firing Ken Dorsey. Guys, I get it. I wish there was a card to play that all of a sudden bad feelings gone.
But
that's
my,
not...
Okay, but my problem isn't that there's not... That you're saying, I wish there was a card to play that fixed everything. I'm not saying that any of the things that we're talking about does save the season. I'm just saying the fact that they're not even trying any of those things
is
what's infuriating.
Yeah, but you pointed that the thing that they should do is the easy thing, which is benching Deshaun.
But then I added to that and I said, I don't care if it's start Jameis Winston and give Ken Dorsey the play calling, or fire Ken Dorsey and change the quarterback and change a bunch of different things, or trade for Devontae Adams. I don't care what the assortment of cards that they could play would look like, but they're not trying anything. They're just saying, we're sticking with Deshaun. We're sticking with everything the same. It's about us executing. Well, guess what? You're not executing. So the same problems persist. That's my problem.
Yeah, when coaching and a good coaching, a good coach will take care of some of that, by the way. Listen, we got to stop using words like want. None of us want any of this. Mullins on Twitter, you want to stick with this? I don't want to. It's not about want. We, as adults, we every day, there's a lot of things I want. There's a lot of things I need, and there's a lot of things I have to do. The Browns are in a thing I have to do. The Browns are in need mode. Yeah, it's not winning. Yeah, it sucks, but here's where we are. This is the culmination of their decisions, and dumb decisions don't get you any closer to salvation. All the phone lines will be back with you guys here. But if they don't bench Deshaun Watson, are the Browns conceding this season? 92-3 the favorite. That's coming up really in the 5 o'clock hour as well. But I do think, listen, if you're hearing me saying that you just kind of got to ride with Deshaun, whether you're winning or not, I get that you're frustrated. I'm also frustrated. Hence me and Spencer just screaming at each other for the last 10 minutes. I think I know when they finally could bench Deshaun. And I don't know that this is that far off into the future. All right? And the simplest answer is...
Give me a game. Give me a game.
No, it's not about that. We're not playing 3rd. The schedule game. Stop. it is... You play...
December 8th.
I actually have a salient point here. I'm trying to bring down the temperature. We got a little yelly. It's okay.
The bye week. It's the bye week, isn't it?
Turn off his mic. I'm kidding. No, don't do that. I'm not going full Andy Roth. If you want to know when you can, when you play Deshaun until, it's pretty simple. Until it's just him. Until the drops cease, until the blocking gets better, until the defense gets its head out of its ass. And I know that that's not the answer you want. But when we can say consistently, Dallas, guys, Dallas was a game that I came out and said, he gave you no chance to win. Now, in that game, bad blocking, chunk plays in the defense. But Deshaun was the number one reason why you lost that game by a wide margin. That's not the kind of game I'm talking about. I'm saying when he gets time in the pocket, when we don't have obvious blatant drops of guys getting hit in the hands or in the numbers, when the defense, and I'll say this again, gets their head out of their ass. If Deshaun still looks like doo-doo then, that's the obvious point.
All right, but my counter to that is, don't you think some of these other teams that are benching the quarterbacks right now have more than one problem? Don't you think the Raiders have more than one problem on offense right now?
Yeah, do they have $230 million tied up in Gardner Minshew?
But I'm just saying, like, they have more than one problem. They're benching their quarterback. Don't you think the Patriots have more problems than just Jacoby Brissett? And then the other thing, Nick, because you keep going back to this, the Kevin Stefanski part of this. You seem to think that Kevin Stefanski is a large part of the problem too. I'm not saying there's not something there, but if you're saying that until there's not any other problems, that will never happen if Kevin Stefanski is the coach of this team for the entire year. As long as he's the coach, and if things are going wrong with Deshaun, you and others will always be able to point and say, well, Kevin Stefanski still hasn't done enough for him.
That's
so that means
true.
You have to remove Kevin Stefanski
That's
from the equation,
true.
Too.
If the offense actually starts to look anything really close to what they did in Houston, and that does mean more motion, that means more of that offense and less of Stefanski's offense. When we see those things, you asked me something, so I want to give this. When we see that, that does absolve Kevin. Until Kevin finally goes full throttle into that, and I can look at it and go, they're doing motion, right? We've got 11 personnel out the wazoo. Here are some route concepts that are exclusively the Fairbanks offense, New England offense, a Clemson offense. When I see that, guys, I'll stand down. And here's the other thing, because this, I'm glad you brought up the Raiders thing and the Jacoby Brissett thing. This we got to stop comparing this thing to other quarterback situations. No one else is dealing with a quarterback with a fully guaranteed contract.
I think the
coming
Jets
off,
are kind of close, though.
Real quick. Coming off, what was that, 25, 26 separate lawsuits about sexual assault, including a fresh one earlier this season with all the different issues. Deshaun coming off the shoulder injury, with changing a new offense, with a new offensive coordinator, with all the injuries. No, this is not comparable to any situation. Even the extreme situations, Michael Vick, even the extreme situations, this is not comparable to anything. Even the Aaron Rodgers thing. It's just not. And I think we spin our wheels a little bit when we get into, well, it's not hard for Vegas to bench their quarterback. This is nothing like that.
I'm going to stand down so that the callers, we can actually get to the callers. I know we've been trying to do that. So
let's go with, you know what? Why don't you choose? You tell me where you want to go here. This is not Alvin Branch moment.
Let's go to Frank in Grove City.
Frank in Grove City. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey guys, how are you?
Pretty good.
I think we're finally standing down a little bit, so I think we're good. What you got?
Well, as a season ticket member, I drive 150 miles up to the games. Oof. And with my wife, and I've watched, you know, all the home games and away games, and you know, I think they're playing as a team. I think this whole organization is to blame. I see both sides of what you two are saying, but I think they're playing as individuals. I think there's a few guys out there that are giving 100%. I have no faith in the offense coming from behind and scoring. The administration issues are kind of concerning to me. We don't make any adjustments during the game. I think this team shows up out on the field like, oh, we're the Browns. Our defense was number one last year. We're still going to be good. We don't have to work and communicate as a team. And the other thing I always bring up is with the Steelers, when Tomlin was coach, I don't know if we have this type of autonomy where, like, when they had Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, who were acting up and not playing, you know, up to par, it was like they didn't miss a beat when they got rid of those two guys. The vanilla press conferences we have, they're not offering us fans anything, and it sickens me because we all work, spend our hard money on a ticket, and I feel like this season's done. And I don't know what the answer is. I see both sides of I see both sides of the point of view from you guys. The passion, the money that's wrapped up in Cleveland, you know, they paid this money, and I think it's going to set us back another 2 or 3, 4 years. And I think as a fan, I would like to see a quarterback change, and I understand the other side of that view. But as a fan going up there in the offense, they can't even move on first or second down. So that's all I wanted to say.
Frank, we appreciate you. Frank has like the perfect tone. It's a very soothing tone. I feel so much calmer because of Frank. Where you want to go with this one?
I want to hear next is Tommy in Macedonia.
I bet you do. We're going to go Marcus and Aurora. What you got for us, buddy?
Gentlemen, it's great to talk to you. You know, Deshaun has missed guys that are open, and when Kurt Warner and Baldinger, and I watched all that stuff, and you know, they make good points. He has missed receivers, but he doesn't appear to be the same quarterback. But when you don't have offensive tackles in the NFL, you know what happens. You lose games. And the front office has probably got to be held culpable for that, because they basically had their fingers crossed that everybody was going to be healthy and the tackles were going to show up and they were going to be okay. And, you know, the other irony in all this is they junked last year's offense. They fired the coordinator and the running backs coach, and that peeved Callahan and he bailed out. But the last time Deshaun played in this last year's offense, which they scratched, he was 14 for 14 in the second half, and then he got injured. And for the sake of a shoulder injury, who knows how good he could be this year? It's a fluke, but that's how the NFL is. You know, it's just weird. He went 14 for 14 in the second half. They beat the Ravens. He gets hurt. They scrap the offense. I'm still scratching my head a bit, you know?
I think we all are, buddy. Thank you so much for the call there. 216-474-0092. When do you play Deshaun until? I really think, like, none of this is fun. None of this is great. I would love to just be talking about winning football. But to me, until we can all look around and go, yep, that's the only reason they're losing, or that's the only reason they're not competitive, and I don't think that's where we are. Whether we want to be or not, I don't think that's where we are. The 5 at 5 next on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network.
Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.